Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
The yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms still in place over the Mpumalanga escarpment. And after last night's heavy rain in places, Gauteng can expect more scattered showers and thundershowers. Isolated showers and thundershowers also forecast for the central and western parts of Limpopo and parts of the northwest. Pretoria today up to 30 degrees, Joburg 28, Mpumalanga and Polokwane 29, Emalahleni 26 and Rustenburg up to 27.
There is a stationary vehicle in Edenvale on the N3 southbound before the Galulis interchange. That, of course, means more slow-moving traffic in the area.
10 people were killed early this morning in a bus crash in the Free State. The bus collided with a heavy-duty vehicle on the N6. That's near Redisburg, about 60 kilometres south of Bloemfontein. Emergency teams and police are on the scene, and they say more than 20 other people were also injured. And it's not just world politics that are stormy. Mother Nature is too. A rare tropical cyclone veered towards Australia's densely populated eastern coast this morning, forcing scores of schools to close as worried residents stripped supermarket shelves bare. Tropical cyclone Alfred is expected to make landfall just south of bustling Brisbane City in less than 48 hours. While residents are filling up their sandbags and preparing to flee to higher ground, thrill-seeking surfers paddled out to catch 5-meter swells already stirred up by the storm. I'm Khadra D'Souza. I'll be back with more news at 8.
Well, the Stormers are making moves and have moved swiftly to offset the loss of Springbok legend Stephen Kitsoff, who retired last week by signing Bok and Sharks loosehead prop Ntutuko Mtunu. He'll join the squad at the end of the current season. After re-signing Kitsoff from Ulster during the off-season, he didn't play a single URC game for the Stormers after suffering what proved to be a career-ending neck injury in a Currie Cup match against Griquas last year. Wales go in search of a first win in 16 test matches without the services of arguably their best finisher when they square up against Scotland at Murrayfield on Saturday. Wing Josh Adams has been ruled out of the match after failing to recover from a hamstring injury. He scored 21 tries in 61 matches for Wales and played in the first two matches of the tournament but was unfit to face Ireland. Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Bruges has named a preliminary squad which includes 6 new players ahead of the World Cup qualifiers later this month. They take on Lesotho in Polokwane on the 21st of March before travelling to Cote d'Ivoire to face Benin on the 25th. The Beninese are playing in Cote d'Ivoire. That's after their home grounds were deemed unsuitable for international matches. I'm Paul Anjinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Switching over sessions for you.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
More music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.
Opened up my journal to a page. Everything that hurts me still the same. Feels like there's nothing new for me to say. Why? Sweating through the sheets, shaking in bed. Of her naked in my head, but I went off and chose myself instead. Why is my mind? I don't know why. Here I am singing songs again.